You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark with the Newcastle Brewing Limited special.
Hello, yes.
This is our first special.
Yes, hopefully the first of many.
Yes, we hope so, because what we've done is we've... How this is going to work is we're only doing two beers because the third beer, or the second beer, because that's when it's going to come in the order of things. Cat, get down. Ben was just interested in the beer a bit too much there.
Yeah.
So we're going to try one of their beers.
Yeah.
We'll let you listen to the brewer that is called...
Leo.
And
a little interview with him.
Yep. We'll interview... Well, we've already interviewed him. This is after... With the magic of technology, we put it together.
Technology.
Magic, isn't it?
The fact that we've gone out the studio is just baffling to me.
We had a full day out. But we'll explain a bit more of that after the interview, I think.
Hopefully. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We've never done this
before. So, which one of the two?
Well, just the one that's closest, I think. Yeah.
So, are you going to do the normal spiel?
Yeah. So, this is a 500ml bottle. It is called Dr. Rudy Pale Ale. And it is unfiltered, wheat-free, but does contain barley. And it's a 4.7%. Now, Newcastle Brewing Limited, as we've said in previous shows, all have this funky art.
Classy labels.
Yeah, a really good artist. We heard a little bit about that in the...
Yeah, you hear about that in a coming up interview. It's like one of those shows, isn't it? You know, when they tell you what's coming up later every 5 minutes.
Like a little segue.
Yeah, every 5 minutes. Yeah. Daytime telly.
We could be professional and just go on an interview every week.
And later on, there's an interview with Newcastle Brewing Limited.
Yeah. Well, we could do what the Americans do and, like, cut it up into three sections so they get 5 seconds a time.
You're the pourer. Why am I pouring this?
Because you've poured it proper rather than, like, a heap of shite like I do.
Right, so all their beers are how God meant them to be, if you believe in that sort of mumbo-jumbo.
How God meant them to be. What, drank?
Yeah, I don't know what that came from. It was just bollocks that came into my head, to be honest. Sounded good, though.
Yeah. So for a pale ale, it is, as a surprise, and a kind of orangey-golden colour. It's got a thin but, you know, quality head. Well, it does. It's poured with a head.
Yes, I know. It's just... My mind. Anyway, I'll do another taste. Nice refreshing taste to it straight away.
I want to say citrusy.
You want to say citrusy?
I do. I'm really rubbish at citrusy kind of flavours, though.
My hay fever's up, so my taste buds aren't the best.
Yeah. It's the wrong time of year to be doing a tasting, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the countryside, with hay fever. Let's go tasting beer.
Well, the flavour is coming through, so that means it's good.
Yeah,
it's good,
it means it's a quality flavour, a stronger flavour than, you know, just a subtle bit of... And now you can taste a subtle taste of piss. I mean, that's not what this beer's got. This beer does not taste of piss. I'll just, so people don't think we're describing it as tasting like piss.
Yes.
It's a bit lively. It's got a bit of kind of... carbonation, a bit of fizz in when you drink it. I'm struggling for words. I've not got many words today.
No, we're basically just come straight and I'll pick you up from work, basically.
Yeah.
I'll just come straight and do this. But no, very, very nice, very good.
Yeah. Are we rating these ones?
We should rate them, but what I need to do is I need to work out the ratings from last week, because I might have deleted them. And it was...
Again?
Yeah.
So you mean I'm going to have to listen to them again to get all the ratings?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Congratulations.
Unless I put them in the documents. My documents.
Yes, there it is.
Oh, yes!
Oh, so, look at that.
So, nearly. Last time we did recordings of show, because we don't know when this is actually going to come out, the magic of internet.
So episode 9, yes. That's the last show.
Yes, I suspect it'll come out between sometime around about the 10 one.
So it might be before 10 or after 10.
Could be sometime, whenever it comes out.
So that means we've got to hide these, the last three, those two.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that The Newcastle one has definitely been out. That was we rated at 70.
Yeah.
So that was a, but I think that was much nicer than this.
I mean, I think this is a better session ale. I think in the summer you're going to drink a lot more of this than that dark one.
Yes, I've got my fun bit for darkness.
But the rum, vanilla rum porter, I think it's got a more complex flavours. I think it's a better drink on its own.
Right, I'm going to move to the board and I'm going to have a look to see what's about. What's about the mark I'm thinking of? Let's see. So, we had the, at 66 was the island hopping.
I think it's better than that.
That's what I was thinking. So it's slightly better than that.
68.
We've got 68 is the Flying Dog Gonzo Imperial Porter.
Oh, I think it's. See, that's a good porter. And again, it was. You know what? I want to say 68.
Should we say 68?
I'd say it's on par because it was a good porter, but. So this is good pale.
So this is 68. I'll go with that. Do you want to type it up somewhere on our stuff so I can actually try and get these on the board at some point in the future?
I'm sure we missed one on here.
Yeah, we have.
Oh dear.
Because we got very excited.
I'll just put special Dr. Rudy. And what did we say? 68.
68. Really, I should edit this bit out, but I won't because I'm a lazy man.
Exactly.
Right. So
it bulks it out. It's filler.
Filler, is it? We'll finish off this. Oh, no, we're going to go to the interview now.
Will we? We'll go to the interview. Yeah. We'll segue to the interview.
Yeah, we'll finish this off in the interview. Like, we'll pretend we're listening to it.
Okay.
Even though we're not going to bother because time is precious
and
all
we've
that.
Already both listened to it about 5 times.
Yeah, to try and get it right. So, cracking interview. Go on. Give it a gan. Of course you're giving it a gan. You've got to.
Yeah, tough.
Unless you rewind past it, but why would you? Because it's a good interview.
That's not rewinding, it's fast forwarding.
Depends if you rewind right round the tape.
Oh yeah, in case it goes on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rewind it right round the tape, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, see you soon.
See ya, bye. Hello, welcome, we're back with Formal Shark, and this time we're a bit on the road, and we're out at... Newcastle Brewing Limited. That's actually in Newcastle rather than sort of Tadcaster with that mucky brown water that's down there. And we are with a real life brewer. Welcome.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I need my questions. They're on my phone.
On your phone. It's very unprepared. Yeah. Do you want me to turn the questions on?
No, I've got them ready.
So if you kind of gather, it's a bit echoey because we are in the brewery. It smells lovely of beer. I'm making our mouths water.
Yeah. And we're drinking a beer. What's this beer?
It's going to be called Wolf Blonde.
Wolf Blonde.
So it's 3.6% super pale for the summer, being launched shortly. We just wait for the labels to come through.
I'm sure we'll do a proper reviewing of it on the show.
Because
it's definitely worth a review.
Definitely.
Definitely be up there on the higher end of the scale. So my first question was sort of where did the idea of sort of brewing and come from? Were you drinking at the time when you...
Yeah, it pretty much stems from drinking. After sort of moving back to Newcastle from working around the country, me and my dad were in Brewdog one night, so Brewdog got a lot to answer for, and we ended up buying one of their homebrew punk IPA kits. And at the time we thought it was a great idea, and then we had a few more beers, and then Dad woke up the next morning with this kit on his kitchen bench and hadn't known where it'd come from.
So that sounds like that's a good way to start a brewery. I think most good ideas start.
We went straight in there with all grain and brewing on in pots and pans on an electric stove, which isn't very conducive to brewing good beer, so it didn't turn out very well, so we sort of did a bit of research on what we actually needed to make decent beer and sort of made a mash tun and got this 70 litre pot stuff and started doing sort of 30 to 40 litre batches, and then when confidence grew up to sort of 60 litre batches, which is great when you're home brewing, because the beer, when you're brewing it, that's that quantity, it just builds up and builds up. So
yeah,
you end up with just bottles of beer everywhere. Well,
fridge full of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we found that one out.
Yeah, we found out when we brewed for Christmas. We just did a couple of kits, and we ended up...
We've still got a couple.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've still got one of the original bottles of the punk that we made from our first brew.
You've got to keep that sort of thing, haven't you?
Well, yeah, just for posterity. I don't think we'll ever crack it open and drink it.
Yeah,
just... we all better be at the drink.
when you die, it'll be worth a fortune if you're...
Right.
Get the big league,
stuff,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I keep all my rubbish for.
Yeah.
The hope one day I'll be famous. So how did you go from sort of the brewing at home to then getting to somewhere like this, out and about? And
well, we'd brewed a couple of sort of okay, drinkable beers, and then we brewed an American IPA, and when we first tasted it, we were like instantly like, oh, that's good enough to sell, we could sell that, oh, why don't we? And then we sort of started looking around for sites to brew, and obviously we didn't want anything too big. We started with a very small budget, and we started looking at ways that we could sort of buy new kit relatively cheaply, but kit that would allow us to brew at a consistent level, so the consistency that you'd need to make it commercial.
Yeah.
And then sort of we had a look at, we had a look at sort of three vessel systems, we had a look at the Grainfather, but we decided to go with the 50 litre Braumeister, purely because it gives you a lot of flexibility, but with it being sort of almost fully automated, you put the same ingredients in each time with the same recipe, then you get the same outcome.
Yeah.
Whereas sort of with when you're using different vessels or different sort of equipment, unless you're really experienced on it, you're really experienced brewer, which we weren't, then it's hard to get that consistency going through.
So it's good all round for beers.
It is, yeah. And you can double your quantities just by buying another one, or at the minute, whilst we're saving up for the second one, after it's finished, the mash will pump into the kettle for the boil, and then we get this one going again, so we get 110 litres instead of 55.
So what is sort of the reality of running a sort of micro brewery? Is it what you thought it would be, or...?
It's a lot easier than I thought it would be. I mean, granted, my dad has taken care of most of the sort of like the business behind the scenes, because sort of that's what he's been used to doing, sort of in his previous works. For me, I just really enjoy it. It's a lot less stressful than working for somebody else, you know, having to get in on time, all that sort of stuff. I enjoy working with sort of other brewers and other breweries. Sort of the Satsumi, you know, is a collaboration with Devilstone.
Yeah.
So they've actually just gone across to America to work in Texas for 6 months. So just to build up some cash so they can come back and do a proper launch.
That's one thing we've sort of noticed, is how close community the brewing industry seems to be, or certainly the micro and craft beer. Everybody seems to know each other and quite friendly.
Well, there is a lot of sort of us against them, but it's not brewery versus brewery in the microbrewery world. It's microbrewers against the macro. So sort of we're fighting against a lot of sort of negative marketing, sort of a lot of sort of cheaper piss poor beer that people have been used to drinking. But in Newsburn itself, where we are, there's another four breweries: Brinkburn Street, Northern Alchemy, out there, and Timebank. And sort of everyone's doing their little bit to sort of put out decent beer and sort of grow the craft beer market.
It's a fantastic area, isn't it?
It's
the
great,
pubs as well. Like just down there, we'll be going to Free Trade Inn next, I think.
I might join you.
It's a lovely bar, that. So it's certainly a nice. So what is it like working with family? Is it easy, or is it different?
I quite enjoy it I mean, a lot of people go, oh, I couldn't think anything worse than working with my dad, that sort of stuff. But I spent a lot of time out of the country, so my parents were in California for 3 years in my early 20s, and when they came back, I then moved out to Australia, ended up staying in Australia for 7 years. So it was sort of like sort of a 13-14 year period where I didn't see very much of them.
Yeah.
I'd still Skyped and talked on the phone, but it's not the same. So now we're back here and be spending a lot of time with them. My parents aren't around forever, so it's I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I learn a lot from my dad, sort of from the business side of stuff, because I know at some point he's going to sit down and go, oh, I've had enough, don't want to I just want to enjoy my retirement.
I would just learn swearing off my dad. If I worked with him. Well, when I do on things. So what plans have you got going forward? Obviously, you've got this nice new beer.
Yeah, we've got a couple more beers that we're going to launch sort of over the summer. A couple of variations of what we're drinking now. Others sort of more sort of classical beers. We're also currently looking at least on another place in Usburn to expand the brewery. Have a tap room to finally get our beers on draft,
yeah.
And sort of some sort of cafe food thing going on as well. So it's pretty exciting times.
Sounds
for,
cool.
Yeah, for 10 months down the line from starting to already be looking to expand.
Yeah,
we're doing pretty well. So.
Yeah, perfect time to get in the business, really,
yeah,
wasn't
definitely.
It?
Yeah, we're just hoping we can get it up and running before the end of summer.
Yeah. So, excluding your beers, what's sort of your favourite?
I've got a bit of a soft spot for BrewDog. You know, I love some of their beers, not all of them. I mean, I just love what they've done for the craft beer movement in the UK. Quite a fan of Wild and Jacob. I think I don't think there's anybody that isn't.
No, that's a very good.
Likes that style of beer and doesn't like
beer.
It. Yeah, I try to drink as much local stuff as possible. So, like, if I go to the free trade and I see they've got Three Kings on there or something like that, or one of the local breweries, I'll drink that first before I try something else that I haven't had. And because I still think it's important as a brewer myself and selling my stuff to still support the other local breweries, because we're all in there.
Yeah,
all in the same
no,
game.
I think that's definitely a good way to be in an industry, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this me drinking one of their beers is going to do nothing to harm my business, but it's going to help their business.
Nice.
And then you can always tweet them and say, oh, look, I'm drinking one of your beers, and then they like it, so they feel a bit obliged next time they see one of your beers to have one of yours.
I mean, you learn a little bit from each other as well.
And you see what sort of style beers your competitions are doing. I mean, the last thing you'd want to do as a microbrewery in an area such like this is to step on someone else's toes and sort of go like, oh, I like that, I'll brew one of those exactly the same. So it's good to know that it's sort of, although there is a lot of breweries in the area, they've all got sort of their distinct styles and sort of ways of brewing, and you generally tend to find that brewers will brew to their own tastes first, not to please a sort of segment of the market like the macro brewers do.
That's how we do podcasting. ourselves.
Well, you have to. I mean, if you brew something you like drinking, you're going to find
somebody else
that has the same taste as you. So
you'd have to be pretty strange not to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or you'd have to be pretty strange to brew something you don't like drinking, and then say, "Oh, buy my beer; it's amazing," but I don't like it.
Yeah,
that's Tom Smith that do that.
Do you find the more you've been brewing, you can taste different hops and identify different malts and hops better?
I'm not that good at that side of things. I mean, I used to, when I worked in restaurants, I used to do a lot of wine tastings and stuff. And what I found is that I always found it difficult to pick out individual smells and flavours and what have you, even if you had a sort of like list of them in front of you. But then as soon as somebody else said, oh, I can smell you know, citrus in this, then I'd smell it, and then I'd be able to smell it as well. So more in the sort of suggestive tasting, where someone goes, "Oh, can you taste this?" And it can taste this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It should taste like this, and then you go, "Oh, no, it does." Or no, it doesn't.
Be an interesting experiment to write complete bollocks on one and give it to somebody.
Do they not do that?
Well, a lot of people do. Yeah. I mean, you read some beer labels and then you taste it and you're just like...
Yeah.
We do it the other way. We put pretty pictures on ours and then let other people make up their minds of what
good,
it tastes.
It's good,
like.
Mark, and always have a pretty picture. It's how I buy wine. I never read the wines because I'm not that much of a connoisseur. I go in, oh, it's got a picture of an animal or that, and I just pick them up like that.
when we were doing the label designs, I mean, we're quite lucky because the artist, Jim Edwards, is my brother-in-law. So he's got a studio gallery in Usborne as well. So we're slowly taking it over with family businesses. he said, I asked him if we could use his artwork. And he's like, well, I'll have to have a look at it first and see what it's like, and then he thought the labels were really good and didn't do his artwork any injustice, and I think the clincher for him was me offering him free beer for the rest of his life, and being a Welshman, he likes his beer, so
that's win-win. Artwork out there for everybody to see, and free beer. That's definitely.
Well, we pretty much knew that the going down the bottle route, our bottles would have to stand out more than anybody else's on a shelf, and I didn't want to go down the sort of tried and tested route of, you know, funny beer name, brewery logo, because I tend to find a lot of beers look the same, well, because they follow that sort of traditional style of beer label, and I just wanted to do something completely different.
I mean, your bottles definitely stand out.
It worked at Christmas, because I bought, before, so I was more aware of yous, we bought the Usburn Brown Ale from Coppers,
right?
And it wasn't anything to do with reading or anything, it was just the label and picking it off and things, so definitely
stand out. And as you say, you know, you find your especially Christmas ales and that with stupid names, they tend to be crap.
Let's think, and people will say, no, you need to come up with these really imaginative, like, funny, puntastic names for your beer. But if we were to do that and the artwork, it just wouldn't work. It'd be too much going on, and calling it something stupid like Fanny Smasher or something, and then with Jim's artwork on there, it would take away from what you're
nice
trying to do with the with the art.
It keeps it nice and classy, doesn't it?
Yeah,
almost.
Isn't so it? I mean, the names would pretty much say what's in it with the names. I mean,
so being to Newcastle Brewing Limited, had an interview, our first one. We'll go back to something or other and edit it up somewhere, or we'll be somewhere else. Back to a show or wherever we're at. Bye. Well, welcome back after that interview, even though you've just heard us for however long interview.
Yeah.
We're not very good at this, Lama Lark.
Yeah. No,
it's
not.
Strange, it's new. We had a really, really good time out there.
It was a really good day.
The smell was awesome. We went on the pop afterwards, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We had a couple around that area.
It's definitely a microbrewery. It's, you know, only two rooms, really. I don't think you get kind of, in an interview, you don't get how small they are.
The smell.
And they were brewing in the room we were interviewing in. It was just amazing. Really good to see them in action doing what they do best, you know, making beer.
You really see the craft of it. You understand that they're there for the beer, and that's it.
There's definitely a passion in it.
Really nice guys as well. Every time we've met them, because we've met them at Tyneside Market when we've been there. Tynemouth Market. Yes, I've got that.
And, you know, I definitely think it's a brewery to watch. They've got big plans.
In the interview, they are sort of moving with tap rooms and stuff like that.
So follow them on Twitter. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they have a website and all that sort of malarkey.
Yeah.
So,
And if you're local in the Northeast, they do some the various events for people.
Yeah.
Or at least they advertise it on their website.
Yeah.
Free beer tasting, or yeah. potentially free.
Yeah, or just... Yeah.
So get in touch, because they like their beer, we like their beer, and if you're listening to this, presumably you like beer.
Yeah, or you're just a nutter. Yeah, genuinely nice to meet them. We've had some correspondence for a while, and we've drank some of their beers,
mm-hmm.
but we hadn't had a chance to sort of talk. It would be nice to stay longer, but we didn't want to get in the way too much.
Yeah, because, you know, they've got a job to do, and we took a day off to go and have fun.
Yeah, so then after that, we went to the Free Trade Inn, had a pint there that was very nice, went down to...
Tyne Bar,
that, again, a reasonable bar, has all Weiland beers in. And then
we went back.
No, we didn't. What, two more? Oh, right, then we went back into Newcastle. Yeah, we went back. Home.
No, not to home. We went
to Brewdog, as you heard from the interview. Brewdog's a nasty place. They get you to do all sorts of things.
Like drink.
And then we went up to the Split Chimp. That's
yes.
A very nice little bar that's slightly bigger now.
Yes, it used to be a really small micro pub, and now it's just a slightly bigger micro pub.
Yeah.
Again,
basically, we're just telling them about our day out. Why yeah. anybody would be interested, yeah. I don't know. But
Former Sharks Day Out.
Good tips for bars if you haven't been to them, if you're in the Northeast, or travel up here. And if anybody is out drinking and you want us to come along, just say you'll buy us a couple of pints and we'll
yeah,
come along.
Yeah, we'll always come out and be a guide, a beer guide for a couple of pints.
We'll put an umbrella up. We'll buy an umbrella, because you have to have an umbrella. Yeah, you have to on it if it's a guide.
Okay.
And that's another thing we'd quite like to do, is actually have a drink with some breweries.
Yeah, so if you're a local brewery...
We might not record it. We might, but we probably wouldn't, because I'd be getting drunk, but...
Yeah, if you're a brewery, you know, we could maybe get a couple of small local breweries together, us, and just get drunk and...
Yeah!
You know?
Basically,
cool.
we want friends, we want drink. If anybody wants to... sharks@formalshark.co.uk. Tweet us. I like Twitter. Facebook us as well. I like yeah. Facebook as well. Just let's be more of a community and let's get drunk. Let's Ooh, have another beer.
Let's drunk. Beer number two. Okay. As tradition with Newcastle Brewing Limited, it is a 500ml bottle. The ABV is 5.3%. I nearly read that backwards. And this one is called Saison Barillas, or Barillas. I'm probably pronouncing that incredibly wrong. There'll be some sort of beer freak going, "You're saying it wrong!" And this is a collaboration with Usburn Coffee Co., which is just down the road from Newcastle Brewing.
Is it?
Yes.
Should have popped in there.
Since it's in Usburn, it's pretty much on that road.
Yes.
Well, canal.
Yeah. If you're in the Northeast and you haven't been to Usburn, around Usburn on the piss, for a sample of beer,
yeah,
you've got to get yourselves down there.
It's well worth a go. There's what, one, two, three, five, at least five or six pubs down there of various quality.
Yeah, with some of them being very, very good. The Free Trade Inn, very good. The Cluny, very good.
Yeah. Cumberland Arms,
Cumberland Arms is very good,
and there's always something happening.
And definitely with the Cluny and the Cumberland Arms, check out on the website. They have lots of music on the Cluny.
I don't know. People around here talk funny, you know.
They have music on. I think Cumberland Arms on a Friday night has music on outside. So yeah,
presumably that's a summer thing rather than a winter.
Yeah,
thing.
I wouldn't go there in like. The piss and rain in December.
This smells amazing.
Don't tell us that. I'm not the smell. I like the smell. I smell.
There's lots of coffee. There's the Usburn Farm.
Yeah.
And you can go and see some ducks and stuff.
I see there's a...
Which is a nice community project.
Apart from I might be on holiday, but start of the month, there's going to be a market there with all sorts of different stuff.
Ooh.
So if I'm back on holiday before then, we might have to go down and chat to people and have a day out. I like markets.
Have a day out.
Yeah. I like days out.
You like markets because you're an old person.
But I think if we go there, we don't take the car.
Yeah.
Well, you can take the car now. Right. This tastes of very, very good coffee in a beer.
Oh,
that is excellent.
That is amazing.
Yes, that is really good. I like me coffee. You can tell it's a good quality coffee. They haven't put Kenko in.
Yeah. So, oh, let's put Kenko in our crap beer and just fob it off. Well, yeah, and drink it.
You know, we should do that with John Smith's. Put some Kenko in from John Smith's and then pour
just
it.
Shake it.
Can't
up
make
a bit.
It any worse. I don't like John Smith's, if you haven't realised.
Oh, dear.
That is really.
It's a kind of a darker colour. It's not really dark in terms of it. I'd say.
But it's so,
nearly ruby.
It's so light on the palate as well.
Yeah.
In terms of. You know, normally you hear the sort of porters and stouts and stuff like that they put the coffee to.
And it's
the traditional to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it's already a heavy beer and they add a heavy ingredient. Yeah, so it just makes it, it's kind of a very particular flavour and it's not necessarily as palatable and easy. Whereas this is really easy to drink. It's like having a cup of coffee.
I was going to say, can I have this for work? Is that illegal? Do you think they would allow?
Probably like have a thimble for work.
I was going to say, do you think they'd accept this instead of me having my coffee addiction?
As long as you don't drive heavy machinery, I'm sure you're fine.
Like, I take it with it having the coffee-ness in it, will have a pick-me-up as well.
Well, presumably, that's what, you know, you'd expect.
So does that mean it's like a really, really good Red Bull? Vodka and Red Bull. Red Bull and Jaeger, what do they call that? A Jaeger bomb.
Jaeger
I got
bomb.
There in the end.
Yeah, in the end.
Not that I've ever had one of those in my
let's
life.
Ruin Jaegermeister.
Yeah. I'll have the energy drink, I'll have the Jaeger, but let's have them separate.
Some people might call that boring. I call that common sense.
Well, no, because you can have a load of Jaeger, because I don't have the bottle of your Jaeger that
yeah.
I have in my fridge for
yeah.
not that long.
Hello, Ben. You're being really mischievous tonight.
Rating.
Ooh. I want to say 72. 71, 72.
Oh, we said that like in unison, didn't we?
Because it's good complex flavours.
What's at 72? I think I know
that's
what's
not at 72 anymore.
Yes, I was going to say, I think that's
giving it away, possibly
yeah.
giving it away. But because the other one's in 73. So I think 71.
71?
Yeah.
Right, pop it down on the thing. We're giving that 71. So that's. So. We have given all of them very high ratings so far in the Newcastle brewing, and certainly the ones that we had when we were sampling there were all very good.
Yeah.
So if you see them out at the moment, they're just in bottles. Hopefully they'll be kegging some soon when they get the new premises.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for them. You're going to get a good pint. It's not going to be something that you're going to come away disappointed with. I think if
you can make it to Tynemouth Market, go to Tynemouth Market.
But Tynemouth Market is fantastic.
It's a great market. And
we're having some of their sausages.
When you buy some of these, when you buy more than four, you get a discount. You want the discount. You like beer, buy more of it.
And tell them
you're not going to be upset.
You've come through via Formal Shark, and then they know that.
Yeah, they know that we're doing
them
really
good
job.
Yeah, we want them to know that we're doing a good job.
Because
then if you say that enough. We can then pester them into free beer. Oh, get some free beer.
Now, it might sound like we're kind of trying to big them up a bit. These beers were not free from them. We did buy these ourselves.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, to keep it fair, we don't, you know, we're quite happy to get free beer, but we're not going to make a big deal out of beer and out of your brewery if it's crap.
Yeah, no, of course. I think if we do get free beer, please send us in free beer. We'll probably just tell you that we've got it free and the price, just so you're aware. But no. We're not going to be. We're never going
to. Free beta review is always going to be good because it makes these shows a little bit cheaper for us to put on. But no, this isn't a special because we got a caseload of free beer.
No,
it's a special because we went and did an interview.
Yeah,
and it's
really
good beer.
We're
going
to be doing more of these sort of interviews and stuff. So if you are somebody that wants to that's in the beer in the craft beer industry, I don't want to fucking go down John Smith's.
Well, you know what? You know what? If they invited us, I'd go down. It wouldn't be we'd probably slate them. It's not going to be a really fun and tasting experience as this, but I think going to see a big, massive brewery career be definitely interesting.
Could you imagine sort of the tour person being this soulless person?
I don't think they'd appreciate us.
What do you know about beer? That's not my voice, but that's what we could say. What hops do you put in? They probably don't even know what fucking hops is. We just put soil in it.
Soil again. Soil and some river water.
Yes.
And we boil it up.
Yes. Probably wrong. Oh, and then we'll change the recipe slightly and call that Nuki Brown.
Yeah.
Rambling on quite a bit.
Yeah.
This would normally be should we Go to a sum up.
Yeah, we'll go. Let's go to a sum up.
Well, you've been listening to our first special, and it was based on the Newcastle Brewing Limited. I have to look at it every time.
Yeah.
I couldn't, in the interview, you might have noticed, I never actually called him his name. What's his name again?
Leo.
Leo, because I thought I'd call him Bill or something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Leo, but I'm just not very good with names.
You're not very good with anything. I mean, you don't even call me by my real name anymore.
What do I call you?
You call me Bob all the time, and that
no,
is not
I don't.
Real. Well, no, you do. You call me Bob.
On this show?
Yeah.
In real life, I call you
Poker only when name. You get angry. When I annoy you, you can use my real name. Every other time, it's Bob.
I don't know.
You're just an awful person.
I quite often
person.
Call you other names.
Well, yeah, and that. So, yeah, thank you very much, Leo, for having us. Thank you very much to the other gentleman. I've forgotten his name. That was stirring the beer.
Yes, he was a happy chappy as well.
Yes,
it was nice.
He seems... He was lovely. And thank you for the taste of the new beer that's coming out soon.
Yeah, it did have the word wolf in it.
Yeah, wolf something or
wolf,
other.
Wolf, wolf,
it's in
wolf,
the interview.
Wolf. It's got wolf, if you really... Yeah, it's in the interview.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure we'll tweet when it's out.
Yeah.
And we'll Facebook. So if you're not on them, Facebook, go on at us for facebook.com or whatever. /Formal Shark. Formal Shark. Twitter, it's Formal Shark.
The interwebs, it's formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah. More people we have on, the better. Yes, you'll get cool bits of news. Find out what we're drinking.
Yeah.
Find out, you can work out if we are alcoholics or not.
Yeah. Well, we know that you're probably borderline alcoholic. You're functional, though, so it's all right.
Yes, it's functional.
It's functional. It's not a problem yet.
So yes, yeah. back to the beer.
Yeah, back to
this
the beer.
So about beer.
We've had while we've been in the studio, Dr. Rudy Pale Ale,
and we've had
Saison Barillas. I want to say that's I've probably completely bollocks that up. And we also had
sounds
in the
like
interview
a sort of foreign prostitute.
Wolf something or other. It wasn't Wolf Bane, but it was Wolf IPA. I want to say it's Wolf IPA. It might not be. I'm sorry, Leo, if I've ruined that. And Newcastle IPA. I do remember that one.
Yes.
We had a taste of that, and that was lovely. So, yeah, if you want to try this beer, go out and buy it.
Yeah, toodle pip. And we're going to have food now. Bye.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.